Which group to blame? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Now we know that Cho Sung-hee bought his guns legally, and both transactions were properly documented, just as the founders intended. No gun show loophole, nothing shady. Bad news for the fundraisers on both sides of the gun debate. Virginia Senator Jim Webb and Senate Leader Harry Reid are both pro-gun Democrats with no interest in reopening the issue. And if what happened to Virginia Tech doesn't reopen the debate, let's face it, the debate's over. Until maybe a terrorist figures out how easy it is. But thank God they're all still in Iraq, unable to follow us home as long as we stay there. In the meantime, it turns out that Cho Sung-hee was like a black hole, trying to be invisible but still sending out signals. Signals scary enough that most of his English class stayed home after hearing one of his poems. Today, we're into who bears the collective guilt for this, but whoever draws the short straw there, we know it's not going to be the gun seller. It isn't the gun seller's business to ask why a 23-year-old college student would want a gun or to inform the college that their gun-free campus is about to get a gun-owning student. The gun seller's job is to make sure the paperwork is in order so that whatever happens next is not his fault. If Cho Sung-hee had been trying to get a prescription drug without a doctor's permission, a pharmacist could have turned him away. If Homeland Security had seen his English papers, the TSA would definitely have turned him away. But all he wanted was a couple of guns. And in our society, if you misuse a firearm, well, we just accept that sometimes the Constitution can cause collateral damage, too. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.